Unit 2, page 16, exercise 3. Text A.
The Iceman Mystery. When, in 1991, walkers found a man's body on Mount Simelaun in Austria, they guessed it was a mountaineer who had died recently. However, experts found that the mummified remains were more than 5,300 years old and almost perfectly preserved by the ice. They gave this man the nickname Ötzi the Iceman, and they carefully used the latest scientific techniques to find out about his life and his violent death. Origin and appearance. Ötzi the Iceman was 1.59 meters tall, 46 years old, and had brown eyes. Substances from plants on his clothes indicated that he had been in the valley below the mountain before he died. Possessions and way of life. His stone knife, arrows, and clothes revealed that the man was a hunter. He was probably very skilled, as one of the animals he ate, an ibex, is shy and difficult to hunt. He was also carrying a beautifully made bronze axe. Axes like this were rare, so it was probably quite valuable. Physical condition. From bacteria in his body, scientists know that Ötzi the Iceman probably had a bad stomach, but he was carrying antiseptic fungus from trees. He also had 60 tattoos, possibly a form of medical treatment, because they were near bone joints. Injuries and death. Scientists believe that an arrow wound on his shoulder probably caused the man's death. They think that the arrow was shot from 30 meters away. His hands also had deep cuts in them. Perhaps there was a violent fight before the arrow attack. Was Ötzi the Iceman trying to escape? In any case, after he died, snow covered him very quickly.
Text B.
The Last Hunter. Looking down, the hunter saw that blood was dripping slowly but constantly from his hand onto the fresh snow. He had defended his village bravely from the attackers, but his hand was badly wounded from the fight. He had killed a warrior chieftain and had taken his axe. But in the end, there were too many enemies, and he had escaped up the mountain path. Cold and hungry, he was feeling weak. The hunter hadn't hunted or eaten well in days because of his injuries, so when he saw berries on the ground, he ate them greedily. As he stood again, he heard voices. There were three, maybe four men, and they were very close. As he was running from them, he felt a terrible pain in his shoulder, and his tall, tired body fell heavily next to the river. With the last of his strength, he tried to throw the axe into the fast-moving water. "They may take my life," he thought, "but they will never take this."